strong conversation this afternoon in regards to the short and long-term future of the Big Ten. I wanted to bring in Graham Couch, Lansing State Journal columnist, also co-host of Couch in the Rube podcast. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Graham.
How are you?
Doing good, buddy. As we watch Oklahoma, Texas go to the SEC, talk that Clemson and Miami may roll there, all this other speculation. From your perspective, what Graham Couch thinks in Lansing, what do you think is the short and long-term future for the Big Ten Conference?
It's a great question. I'm trying not to overreact to all these things in terms of the future of college sports, because I love college sports, and I love a lot of the geographical, traditional rivalries, and I hate the idea of a super league that just keeps a lot of other leagues out, and it's going to become less fun for people, and I really believe that. I think there's some danger in that. For the Big Ten, the Big Ten is in a position of strength in that most places would rather be in the Big Ten than where they are. Most universities, and that includes universities in the Pac-12 and ACC. Now the ACC has a certain grant of rights deal, and I'm not sure that the Big Ten wants to expand. But if it feels the need. And I think the need would be mostly because it feels the need for a financial footprint. It won't have a problem doing so. The question is, the reports come out that, like, Texas, for example, considered the Big Ten before going with the SEC. Texas was a pretty good fit for the Big Ten, actually. And so, are there schools out there that make a lot of sense in terms of TV eyeballs and things like that? Institutional fit, and there are USC, if you wanted to go out to the Pac-12, and that would probably be the school I would look at, and something like that. And the two schools I would go after if I was the Big Ten and I wanted to expand it, I'm not sure you need to, but would be USC and Notre Dame, and I would do everything I needed to get those two schools on board. The problem is with a school like Ohio State, you can't do what the Big 12 did for Texas, where somebody has something that other schools don't. You can't give Notre Dame a sweeter deal like Texas had, because Ohio State's like, what is this? And Michigan, what is this? So you'd have to convince somebody like Notre Dame to do that. But those would be you add Notre Dame and USC to that league, I think you'd be in pretty great shape.
Yeah, I think there's going to be the thought of either the two teams to add, or that possibility that has been floated, and whether it's just Twitter and media and fan speculation, that you take a West Division with those AAU member schools that fit the Big Ten academia side of this, and then you bring in some schools from the ACC, and you form this 24-team conference with 4 6-team divisions, and there's your future of the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it, but if financially that's what it takes to survive, you could see, you want to make sure you don't have in college sports, I think, is one massive super conference that takes from the Big Ten. I don't see anybody leaving the Big Ten, but becomes sort of a coalition of Big Ten, SEC, ACC, and the elites, and in terms of branding and all that stuff, and leaves a lot of other people. I think that would just be awful for the sport. There are tiers in the sport, obviously. You have a mid-major, and there is, the great thing about college basketball, obviously, is if the mid-major, the Loyola Chicago, can have the run that it did and can play at that level come tournament time. And it's a little less likely in football, and although schools like that will probably get in more often with a 12-team playoff. But even within the Power Five, there are tiers. And part of college football's charm is that you have these, that Iowa State, if it outperforms the other teams in its league, can play its way into the playoff. Michigan State in 2015, there was no branding that got it into the playoff. It won its way into the playoff. There was no way to keep them out. And that existence, I think, is really important. I think it's important that those schools are every league may have some bigger brands, but those schools remain relevant. And, I'm worried about the future of it, and I'm hopeful that at some point the larger picture of the sport prevails, because there are sports out there, baseball being one, NASCAR being another, that have made decisions at the height of their popularity that have made them less popular in years to come. And college football is not above that. College sports has the advantage of our obsession and love for alma mater, right? I mean, I'll tell you right now, if you just want to see beautiful sports out there playing, like team handball in the Olympics, I think is like the best sport to watch in the world, but we don't have any affiliation with it. We don't care. We don't. So, I mean, we'll watch anything that's affiliated with our schools, and that's what they have going for them. And I think that gives them a chance to make mistakes. And you know, but if your school all of a sudden can't compete and can't be relevant, because say they go with a 30-school mega conference that leaves out 90 other schools from that mega conference in Division I-A, or 25 schools, whatever it is, or 40 schools, you got to remember, most of the fans in the country are still at other schools. And if they feel like there's no place for them, like they've been pushed down to be second class, that'll impact the interest. That'll hurt the sport over time. And there's a lot going on in college football right now. College sports are not above screwing this up.
Graham Couch, Couch on the Rube podcast, Lansing State Journal, his Twitter feed. Follow him, like him, whatever you have to do on your social networks, Graham. Thank you so much for your comments on the short and long-term future of the Big Ten. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Anytime. Enjoy it, Bill. Take care.